Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, June 4th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Investor news breaks, AI-driven lending. Favo Capital Inc., Favo, sets new standard in funding solutions for SMBs. Favo Capital Inc., a rapidly growing private credit company, is setting a new standard in funding solutions for small and medium-sized businesses. With over $138 million in total funding supporting more than 10,000 businesses, Favo leverages AI-powered analytics for faster, smarter funding decisions. The company, publicly listed and regulated, operates in 45 states and the Dominican Republic, offering fast, flexible financing that can result in funding delivered within hours. Favo Capital's strategic expertise combined with cutting-edge fintech solutions is revolutionizing the lending industry. For more information, visit Favo Capital's website at www.favocapital.com.
Merchant appoints Rich Policastro as managing director. Merchant, a global operating company that provides growth capital, strategic resources, and support to independent financial services firms, has appointed industry veteran Rich Policastro as managing director. With over 30 years of leadership experience in the financial services industry, Rich will help deepen engagement across Merchant's ecosystem of service partners, supporting advisors with access to best-in-class solutions. His expertise includes helping RIAs drive growth, improve operations, and implement strategic initiatives. Rich's addition reflects Merchant's commitment to providing advisors with top-tier resources and experienced leadership. His arrival coincides with Merchant's focus on enhancing services for the independent wealth management industry, including partnerships with essential service providers like Advisor Assist, Republic Capital Group, and FinLink. Upcoming areas of focus include trust services and enhanced valuation capabilities to further support advisors in growing and protecting their firms.
Tech media breaks. Aegis Capital Corp. leads $1.25 million underwritten public offering for Semtrex, Nasdaq. Aegis Capital Corp. led a $1 million underwritten public offering for Semtrex, NatX, closing on May 29, 2025. The offering included 1,250,000 shares of common stock at $1 per share, with an option for Aegis to purchase additional shares. Proceeds will be used for general corporate purposes under an effective Form S-3 shelf registration statement. Aegis Capital Corporation, in business for over 40 years, offers a range of financial services and products. For more information, visit pubflatw.aegiscapcorp.com/. TechMedia Wire is a communications platform focusing on technology companies, delivering news, press releases, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit htcap/techmediawire.com.
Merchant Focus appoints Travis Jordan as president. Merchant Focus, a leading provider of secure payment processing solutions, has appointed Travis Jordan as its new president. With over a decade of experience in the payments industry, including roles at Merchant Focus as Vice President and Business Development Manager, Travis brings expertise in embedded payments and high-risk merchant services. Recognized as a 2025 ETA 40 Under 40 Award recipient, Travis will drive innovation and growth at Merchant Focus, focusing on expanding embedded payment capabilities for software platforms. His mission is to empower businesses with easy-to-integrate payment solutions. Merchant Focus, founded in 2004, offers tailored payment processing tools for businesses of all sizes, combining technology with personalized service to thrive in a digital economy.
Ballast Rock Private Wealth is named a finalist in the Wealth Management 2025 Industry Awards for Thought Leader of the Year. Ballast Rock Private Wealth has been named a finalist in the Wealth Management 2020-25 Industry Awards for Thought Leader of the Year in the Individual RIA category. Senior Wealth Advisor and Portfolio Manager Jim Carroll's work on market volatility has been recognized. Carroll, known for his Vixologist financial account, is praised for his leadership during market spikes. The Wealth Management Industry Awards honor companies and individuals making a difference in financial advisor success. Winners will be announced in New York City on September 4th. Ballast Rock is committed to delivering risk-adjusted returns and positive change in the industry.
Laura Alfaro joins the Inter-American Development Bank as Chief Economist and Economic Counselor. Laura Alfaro has been appointed as Chief Economist and Economic Counselor at the Inter-American Development Bank, bringing extensive economic research and public policy expertise in Latin America and the Caribbean. Her appointment strengthens the IDB's research department as a leading voice on challenges such as productivity, competitiveness, private sector growth, technology, public sector efficiency, financial inclusion, resilience, energy supply, poverty, and inequality. IDB President Elon Goldfein expressed satisfaction with the appointment, coinciding with the IDPAC Plus implementation phase. Ms. Alfaro, a dual citizen of the U.S. and Costa Rica, holds a Ph.D. in economics from UCLA and has previously served as Minister of National Planning and Economic Policy in Costa Rica. She joined the bank on June 1, 2025, and looks forward to contributing impactful ideas and collaboration to improve lives in the region. Mizuho Americas appoints Nick Setyan as Managing Director and Senior Equity Research Analyst. Mizuho Americas has appointed Nick Setyan as Managing Director and Senior Equity Research Analyst, focusing on the restaurant sector. Setyan, with 15 years of experience in the industry, joins from Wedbush Securities. Reporting to Bill Featherston, Head of Americas Equity Research, Setyan's expertise and relationships in the sector are seen as valuable assets to Mizuho's research department. Setyan, a Cornell University graduate, brings a wealth of knowledge to his new role. Mizuho Financial Group, Inc., with assets totaling approximately $2 trillion, offers a wide range of financial services globally through its 65,000 employees across 36 countries. Mizuho Americas, a prominent corporate and investment bank, delivers tailored solutions to clients in the U.S., Canada, and Latin America, bolstered by its recent acquisition of Greenhill. Yeti appoints Arvind Bhatia as Vice President, Investor Relations. Yeti Holdings, Inc. has appointed Arvind Bhatia as Vice President, Investor Relations. In this role, Mr. Bhatia will develop the company's investor relations strategy and engage with the investment community. Reporting to Mike McMullen, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Bhatia brings over 25 years of experience in investor relations, equity research, and business development, previously leading investor relations at Shark Ninja, Grocery Outlet, At Home Group, and Dave & Buster's. He holds a Bachelor of Commerce and MBA and is a chartered financial analyst. Yeti, known for its innovative outdoor products, is excited to have Mr. Bhatia join the team to further enhance shareholder value and showcase the company's growth potential.
Mike Addio joins Evercore as Senior Managing Director in Private Capital Advisory. Mike Addio has joined Evercore as a Senior Managing Director in its Private Capital Advisory Group, based in New York. Nigel Dawn, Global Head of Evercore's PCA Group, expressed excitement about Mike's deep experience in private credit and strong track record in structuring complex transactions. Mike's expertise will further strengthen Evercore's capabilities in private credit secondaries. Mike Addio, who brings 15 years of credit investing experience, was previously a managing director at Blackstone Credit and Insurance. He is a CFA charter holder and holds a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration from Georgetown University's McDonough School of Business. Evercore, founded in 1995, is a premier global independent investment banking advisory firm dedicated to helping clients achieve superior results through trusted, independent, and innovative advice on strategic and financial matters.
Currency news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings Intoyas American OPHC reports 63% year-over-year profit surge in Q1 2025, Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., OPHC, reported a 63% year-over-year profit surge in Q1 2025, with net income reaching $3.9 million or $3.33 per basic share. The growth was driven by higher net interest income and a reversal of credit losses. Net interest income rose 21.7% to $9.43 million, and the net interest margin improved to 4.6%. Total loans reached $800.2 million, and deposits grew to $852.933 million, reflecting steady customer growth. Optimum Bank also resolved a major non-performing loan post-quarter, recovering the full $5.6 million carrying value. For more information, visit the company's website at optimumbank.com/. Wall Street targets breakout gold producers as bull market accelerates, with gold prices surpassing $3,000 per ounce and outperforming major indices like the NASDAQ and S&P 500, Wall Street is turning its focus to breakout gold producers. As U.S. debt to GDP rises and real interest rates remain negative, gold is proving to be a reliable hedge. Institutional investors are now seeking opportunities with companies like ES Gold Corp, which offers clean balance sheets, high internal rates of return, and scalable operations. ES Gold, along with other industry leaders such as Rio Tinto, Newmont Corporation, Freeport McMoRan, and First Majestic Silver, is attracting attention as central banks increase gold purchases and financial markets look for sustainable exposure to the metal.
Kashish names Chris Hartley Chief Product and Operations Officer. Kashish has appointed Chris Hartley as Chief Product and Operations Officer. With a background in fintech, including a tenure at PayPal, Hartley will lead product strategy and daily operations, reporting to CEO Sam Miller. His focus will be on scaling financial products to provide value for customers. Hartley's experience in debit card innovations and user-friendly solutions aligns with Kashish's mission to empower smarter spending. By combining funds from various sources, Kashish offers customers control over their finances. Hartley will work on refining customer onboarding, optimizing card servicing, and providing AI-driven financial insights. Kashish is a payment platform allowing users to split transactions across multiple cards, offering a flexible alternative to buy now, pay later models. To learn more, visit wkashish.co.
Tech media breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLE, launches stablecoin-backed home equity product for liquidity without loans. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, is introducing a unique home equity access product that allows homeowners to access their equity without taking on debt or monthly payments. The offering, set to start beta transactions in June and fully roll out in July, utilizes real co-issued stablecoins backed by fractional property ownership. RealCo, co-owned by Beeline's CEO, will acquire up to 49% equity in qualifying homes valued at $1 million or more, providing homeowners with cash or stablecoins at closing, repayable only upon property sale. Beeline will manage origination and title services, while RealCo will mint coins tied to blockchain-recorded property shares. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.